Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back Old School. E. Strick, Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan. We had the pleasure of having Charles from Mary Ellen's and Felix the Cat. Again, go check it out. Get on Mary Ellen's website or gato-comedy-syndicate.com. Big comedy energy at Gatto Comedy Showcase, November 11th and 12th at Suite A, right next door to Mary Ellen's, located on 2801 Pine Lake Road. $15 online, $25 at the door. Late show on Saturday is almost sold out. 7 p.m. Is almost sold out as well. Then there's Saturday 11 p.m. after party there too. So it's a good spot. And doors open at 6, 7 p.m. show. Doors open at 8:30 for the 9:30 show. So you get an hour to kind of mix and mingle, get you a couple of drinks, take in the crowd, meet the probably some of the comedians before they get on stage and, you know, make everybody laugh a little bit. So we're gracious for them to take the time to come over and promote their show, but then also bless us with their presence, because even though they're comedians, they still had what he was saying is some life lessons, sports lessons, all types of stuff. So we really want to thank Felix and Charles. But back to the Nebraska talk. I just think it's just one of those things, man. It's part of being a coach, part of being an offensive coordinator, and you believe in what you believe in, sometimes to a fault. But, you know, I just think, you know, as the game goes to Saturday, we'll see. I think this will tell a lot, but I think both quarterbacks will play if Casey isn't healthy enough to go. It sounds like that's going to be an uphill battle for him. Not really actively practicing this week, according to, I think, Mickey or Whipple. So let's hope for the best for Casey, but if not, these two dudes need to step up. It's a big challenge when you have to deal with Michigan. One of the things that we were going to do is, you know, kind of go over how, you know, I would attack Michigan is from an offensive standpoint. Michigan had not a tumultuous offseason, you know, hit the college football playoffs, a lot of expectation, lose some players. Jim Harbaugh opened up the quarterback competition with Cade McNamara, a guy that led him all the way there, played really, really well all year. He's their team captain. And J.J. McCarthy was a five-star recruit, kind of a dual threat.
He's been the best thing, I think, for them to really get to narrowing that situation down.
And it was big. It takes some cojones for a coach to say, hey, look, this dude is good. I know you're good. You won a lot of games for us, but I think this guy could take us to the next level. Yeah. And they kind of competed in the first two games. And it seems like J.J. McCarthy, as the season's gone on, even though he hit a little bit of lull, is playing a little bit more consistently. And as the season goes on, that's what you want. He's a first-year starter, so he's learning a lot. We've seen that live out in our own backyard here in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as how I would attack Michigan or go about dealing with their offense, the first and foremost, I want to play as well or even better than we have in the last 2 weeks against the run. If we play as well as we have against the run and make Blake Corum and the Michigan running attack conventionally hand the ball off more than 30 times, that we can keep them at or below 4 yards a carry, we're putting ourselves in a winning situation. The one thing about Michigan's run game, they're really, really well coached as far as the offensive line. They have big, physical, fast, quick tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
The receivers block. You see a lot of explosive runs from them, not only from the running back running behind his pads.
Jet sweeps?
Yep, jet sweeps. But him making guys miss, running through tackles. He has, you know, he's about 5'9", about 215. I remember seeing him on the field last year. He got some big old calves on him.
Yeah.
He's built, and he's got home run speed as well. Yeah. So he's a really, really good back.
What's his yak compared to Ibrahim's? Is it more or less? Just because I think
he has a lot of explosive runs. I'd say his is probably a little bit more, but I think it's a different type of offense the way he goes about it. He put a spin move on a kid from Michigan State that was actually a big third down tackle. He not only spun move, you know, kind of, you know, deboed him physically. He turned it into a 16, 17-yard run.
Mm.
That's an explosive run to me, you know, because that's after contact. So, you know, I would put a lot of effort in there in stopping the run. They got Ronnie Bell back, who got hurt last year, so he was their deep threat. He's a big-time receiver. He looks like he's getting healthier every single week. But I'm still going to either roll coverage to him or I'm going to say, my corners, you guys got to eat tonight. Not zero coverage, but we want all eyes looking on that backfield. Because I feel like if we play with good eye discipline, so forth and so on, the play action passes, we'll be able to live, you know, another day. So as long as we don't give up any explosive plays or limit the explosive plays in the run game, which conversely opens up their pass game, I think we'll be okay.
Would you explore something similar to what Illinois did to us? A deep one safety.
Yeah. Nothing deep, nothing cheap.
Nothing deep, nothing cheap. And then just basically they'll flood the every gap, right.
Yeah, we're getting across the line of scrimmage. We're going to confuse you guys. We're going to hit you with some movement. We'll play base. We'll outnumber you. But we just got to do a really good job like we have before. We got to know what we're doing. We got to do our assignment. Then we got to go play football. I think the flow or the rally and the flow and the swarming of the football in that first half was the best it's been all season.
Right.
So mixed in there was probably some mixed tackles or missed tackles. But you never even really came up because there were so many guys there. And so, you know, and then to draw confidence for this team, and I'm primarily talking about defense, it's this, almost the same offense – same cast of characters as offense that you're going to face from last year, even though McCarthy didn't play. He played some. How you played him last year in defense is something that you can draw upon. It's the same offense, the same players.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't go up to this game and thinking this is a number four team in the nation and we need to back down. We just played these guys last year and played them to a fault, and essentially we had a chance to win the game not once but twice and had the ball to drive and win the game and somehow fumbled. You can't minimize that. Regardless of what Nebraska's record was, you played these guys toe-to-toe, and you can actually say after that game the refs had a huge part in Nebraska losing that game. There were some calls that were egregious. The one, the pass interference on JoJo Doman was horrendous, which gave them the ball at the 1 yard line. Michigan was having that was a third down play they would have had to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
They get 7 points. So you think about that. Now you're going on the road. Now you got to be a little bit cleaner. But if you really stick to your guns, you want to get this game coming down in the fourth quarter, and let's see what you're made of, quarterback.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be the RPO quarterback at Michigan, or, you know, be aggressive in the play calling when you're ahead
early
and you're real comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. So let's try our hardest to make this guy uncomfortable. Then we could do some exotic coverages. Then we could go for some balls. Then we could take our chances.
Does the Miles Farmer situation hinder the back end of the DBs in this situation? Because you want to be, like you say, crisp.
Yeah, yeah.
On the, does this, or do you feel that the backups in this particular situation, because he's definitely a leader back
there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like, well, it was his most active game. I think Bill Bush said that he was in or at about 20 tackles. That's a pretty active day for anybody. I mean, so it doesn't help the situation. I think that Travis Fisher and those guys are going to do a good job getting Phelan or Singleton ready to go. It's their job to be ready. I think he's Phelan Sanford. I think you've seen him quite a bit this year, and he's a guy. He's a walk-on, but you don't look at him as a walk-on because he's one of the best athletes on the team, pound for pound, probably the fastest and the strongest. So you know he's equipped and ready to play. He's from Nebraska, so he's going to play with a lot of pride. Picking him up, putting him down, he can run with anybody, and he knows what he's doing. So I think they have a ton of confidence in him, period. And he's played for Miles and or Marcus before, and it doesn't help, but I don't think it's going to be a hindrance to where Michigan's going to be able to go Air America. Now, if we're playing Ohio State, then you'd be a little bit alarmed because they're primarily a passing team first, running second, where Michigan, they're not going to change what they do. Now, I will tell you this about Michigan. And this is where I kind of picked up on them last year, is as the season went on, they actually became more explosive in the pass game.
Mm-hmm.
And they took more shots. Mm-hmm. And that's really where they kind of caught us last year. And McNamara could throw the ball. McCarthy's thrown the ball at times pretty good. But I still would like to take the Bill Belichick type of mentality. We play well against the run, and they beat us doing something that they're not the best
comfortable at.
I can deal with that.
Hey, I love it. I think in this situation, where we've gotten the problems, what we've had, this is what I've seen, Jay, is a progression of training, like simulations, although they were game situations.
Right.
You start with Illinois and what they had to offer, and they gave it to you in a way with a back, a walk-on guy. It was a training simulation. He had success. They end up pulling it out on you. Then you go to one where you know there's some establishment in that situation, but they have a little bit more troubles on the defensive side, which gives you an opportunity that if you can do what you got to do and lock and stock, which you showed in the first half, similar to what you did with Chase in the first half, then you had a chance to win that game.
Right.
Then you come now to a situation where they've got both components.
Right.
So it's been a progression. And if you can just go up the ladder with this team,
right,
you, as I think you can do, you would put yourself in give yourself an opportunity to be able to be in this
right.
game.
Right, and that's the way it is in any type of game when you play against like opponents, whether it's Purdue. Kind of got out of hand against Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely felt like you had multiple chances to either get back in the game or ice the game in Minnesota game, in different parts of the game. And that's all you want against Michigan. Now, the thing that Michigan is able to do is their defense has been playing really, really well this year. And it's like everybody's been eating, right? They even have a receiver that switched over to DB, and he's, you know, he plays nickel. He has two interceptions. He's a senior. So they're getting, you know, help from everywhere. But I still think if we're able to stay on schedule, keep them off balance, and have a good mix of running pass and a good efficient passing game, the deep balls will be there. They have not been challenged by anyone. And now, if I'm talking to the team or talking to the fans, I always look at it everything because, you know, I remember the time that we got blown out by Kansas City and we beat them the year before. And it's those 5 or 6 minutes where a team goes on a run that you have to be able to stop the run. It's no different than basketball. So if you look at it, they just played Rutgers. Rutgers was bringing it to them 17-14 in the first half. That wasn't no joke. Michigan doesn't leave Ann Arbor when they're in the hunt of trying to keep their ranking in college football playoffs, et cetera, and go down to Rutgers and be like, yeah, we're going to sleepwalk through the first half. They're not going to play Indiana, I think, at home and be in Indiana bringing it to them. Now, what they're able to do and what you have to be prepared for is that they're going to go in at halftime or they're going to make in-game adjustments, and you have to be ready for them to hit you with
the intensity of the shift.
Right. They're going to come with their counterpunch, mm-hmm. and then they're not only counterpunching, they're coming for knockout blows. Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to withstand their storm and then make it a ball game. You look at the Michigan State when they played them. It kind of obviously was, you know.
It was tight early, right?
It was tight through three quarters.
Yeah.
Michigan State got out of their way. Mm-hmm. But Michigan State learned something from it, went down and beat Illinois the next
year.
Yeah. So, in the midst of controversy. So, it's a game. It's good. It's a measuring stick. It's if you're a competitor, you should be always wanting to play against the best. And as a team, you know that you can go up another level because a lot of the things that you've not been successful at has been self-induced. So, or self-inflicted, excuse me. So, with that being said, we're going to go into break. Jay Foreman, E. Strick, Old School. We'll be back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.